Hello, everyone. This is Rabbi Eliezer Hirsch. Hope everyone's well. It's very sad that shul has to be closed now, but we're going to try to make the best of it. And one of the things that I decided to do is to give a class every day, a very short class, minute or two or three, about the laws of Pesach, because we have Pesach coming up. And this will be a way for us to stay in touch and connect, and also do the practical thing of preparing for Pesach. On top of this, we're going to have a class, Pesach Without the Pain class, and it's in the email. We'll have a date when that's going to happen. We might have two classes, just like we do every year. We won't have the class on Shabbat HaGadol like we normally do, but we'll figure out a second time, hopefully, to have that class. But we'll have at least one class. And also, everyone should know that my book, Pesach Without the Pain, is available. And if someone wants to pick it up in Rittenhouse, then that'll be an easy way to get the book to you. So just let us know that you want a copy of the book. So we'll start the halachas from the beginning of Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tav Kof Tes. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sholin b'Hilchos Pesach, Kodem l'Pesach Shloshim Yom. Do we ask questions about the laws of Pesach? Prior to Pesach, 30 days. So 30 days prior to Pesach, which is the poskim say, starts on Purim Day. The Mishnah Berurah brings that down. That's when you start, supposed to start. So we're a little bit late, unfortunately, but we'll catch up. And so the question is that literal 30 days? Does that mean? So the Vilna Gaon says that Shavuos, first of all, the Rishonim say that this applies to all Yom Tovim, all holidays, including Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuot. So the Vilna Gaon says that Shavuos, you don't have to start on Rosh Chodesh. The Rishonim say that it's need 30 days. The 30 days doesn't really mean 30 days. 30 days really means you have to prepare enough time to prepare those laws. And since there's so many laws, they have enough of Pesach, so it gives you 30 days. But the truth is that because of the Pesach Without the Pain book and the classes, you know, we could do that in less time, hopefully. And I should also mention that any questions anyone has about Pesach may be sent to the shul email address, to my email address, or you could contact me by phone, either through the shul phone or my cell phone number. The Rama continues, U'minag liknos chitin l'cholcham l'aniyin l'sarach Pesach. There's a custom to buy wheat to give it out to poor people for the needs of Pesach. Whoever lives in the city 12 months must live there, lives in the month must give to this fund. And we have a Maus Chitin fund, Kimcha de Pischa fund, which is basically giving money to poor people who need to prepare for Pesach. This year is probably even more serious. So if anyone wants to give Maus Chitin, which I, as I mentioned in my book, it's more important to spend money on Maus Chitin, on stock, on charity, than it is to spend money on extra things that one does not have to do to prepare for Pesach. Even if one normally does those things, if it's not necessary, it's better to spend the money instead of covering your counters, let's say, or things like that are not necessary, to spend it on staka, on Maos Chitin, which is a very big mitzvah, very important mitzvah, that should be prioritized for Pesach. Okay, have a wonderful day, everyone.